Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Lydia Darvis.
I am an artist painting already about 67 years. I was born in Slovakia called Lošonec. We come to Florida in 1971. We bought a house and changed it to my art studio. So we started having first exhibition in Florida in the Crystal House. Second month was in King Cole. And then next one was in Canover Hotel. We started going all over the Florida having exhibition, and one of the very unusual what happened in the Pompano Fashion Square when we go once a year, and I sit down and start paint kind of Florida scene, but I remember some Everglades what I see before, take palette knife and oil paint and start paint. The people started watching me and taking photographs of me behind me, how I paint in the Pompano Fashion Square. There was about 15 of them already behind me, and one of them say, "Oh, here you got two eyes in the painting." I said, "Where? Show it to me." And he showed them the rocks, and the rocks have like two dots over there. I said, "Oh." So I could paint nose between, and then mouth and the bottom, and become like old man face when I finish it. So the rugs was old man face. You could call it like pictures within pictures, because it was inside in my scenery of Florida Everglades. So from the time, it's become like my trademark. Every painting when I paint, some rocks over there start having faces. I paint the faces. I create like even children faces and dog faces and old man faces again. And then I said, why are you painting only somebody nobody knows? Who is it? So I said, oh, I'm going to paint celebrities in. Then I was watching Johnny Carson in the evening, so I paint his face in the rocks. When Bob Hope was having show on the television, I started painting him. He was on the top of the mountain. Bob Hope became so beautiful painting in 76 and 78. They are so extraordinary, like nobody paint the like me, those pictures within pictures. And even George Byrne, I never finished the painting because he left this world and he's gone. But then I paint Liberty. I paint her in the Grand Canyon, like representing peace to the whole world, and I give her name Liberty to the whole world. In Miami Herald, they give me an award. They like the Liberty over there, and I have painted another painting with three great men, one big rock, Washington, Lincoln, and JF Kennedy. Last year, I become blind, and I'm already 82 years old, and so I painted over 1,000 paintings.
Lydia Darvis with a story about an observer creating a trademark.
This was such an unusual way for an artist to come up with a niche. I have never heard a story like it.
It's nice that she was so open-minded and wasn't insulted by this guy's observation of what looked like a face in a rock.
Do you remember the very famous cartoonist who drew for the New York Times? His name was Al Hirschfeld, and he would purposely put in his daughter's name, Nina, into his cartoons, and he would write next to his name the number of Ninas that you would find in the cartoons. And this made me think of that because ostensibly this is an Everglades painting, and yet you're finding something in it that you didn't expect. In Hirschfeld's case, he did it on purpose, and I think it grew out of, like you say, it grew out of this fan's observation in Lydia's case.
Well, she started to put faces in all her rocks, and I guess they became pretty recognizable if she put in characters.
Yes, and then she started putting in presidents, because presidents on the rocks, of course, makes us think of Mount Rushmore.
Sure.
And the Statue of Liberty. I mean, funny in the way that so unexpected, just unusual, or like she says, extraordinary.
It's not an easy career path to be an artist, and you have to find jobs when you get it. So it's interesting that she would be in a mall. Was it the Pompano Square Mall?
The Pompano Fashion Square was doing an exhibit, and you know, many of these exhibits, from time to time anyway, you'll see the artists actually working while you're looking at their paintings that they've already done. Another kind of unexpected gift from the story is you think about malls as being the height of consumerism and of artificiality and plastic kind of mass production. But malls, which are, of course, as we know, a dying breed in this country now due to online commerce, malls are gathering places. Malls are places where things happen between people. And here's the most unexpected gift, and I keep using that word, but it's the most unexpected thing that happened from a chance encounter that couldn't have happened in the same way online, that's for sure. And I think that a part of the beauty of the story is that she found this special niche because of an observer at a mall.
That man who said that was quite observant, and he should be awarded.
Well, we know Lydia's gotten plenty of awards. Yeah. I wonder if he knows that he was the one. You know, so often in these things, it's a tourist or it's a snowbird or it's someone who just happened to be walking by. He may not be listening to public radio. He may not have read the Herald. He may not have been aware. But if you are listening, sir, know that you did good that day at the mall. You did something really, really good.
Kind of gives you hope that every single one of us could be an inspiration.
This man was Lydia's muse.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil, that's N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.